Let's do it.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I already do cut down on my grocery bills. My good friend Sean Kelly from Black Angus Fine Meats, the game on the line with me now. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, you know, it's one of those days, Ange.
Uh-oh. What's the matter, buddy? Uncle Angelo will listen to you. Don't worry.
Well, I know. It seems I got an email this week from one of our listeners, our full listeners.
Oh,
and
no.
They seem to think that I'm having the time of my life. I'm selling too much product and I'm taking too many vacations, and I'm living the life, Ange. I'm living the life, right?
You're living the life.
Yeah, I call these faux listeners. They're just naysayers. They're just, just bad people, bad vibe people. It kind of really took 5 minutes out of my life to read this email yesterday.
Oh my God, I feel terrible for you because I know,
because people really want to come on Saturday mornings on their day off and hear you, me, Steve, everybody just complain about life, right? That's what they want. They don't want positivity. They want, they want terrible. They went, oh, geez, you wouldn't believe what my toe hurts.
They don't want to hear us saying, hey, how would you like to win a 9.9 Mercury motor on fishingcanada.com? No, they don't want to hear that.
Yeah, they want to hear why you need one. Oh, my motor fell off my boat and it sank to the bottom of the lake, so I really need that 9.9. Can you do something for me, right?
Exactly. Oh, well, maybe we should change. I'm all about change. You know that. I embrace change. So maybe a little more depressed. Hey, by the way,
the weather is beautiful. I just got another contact with that lady. I want to talk to her. She's right up my alley. If she's going to Manitoulin next weekend, she'll be going by our store. Might want to drop in and pick up some pepperettes or something in case her plans don't work out as promised. Right? Keep the function levels up, right? I think. And I'm heading today. I'm on my way. I'm just going to go up to Thornbury, drop off some product. We'll probably end up throwing it away because we won't sell it. So I'm going to drop it off there anyways. Then I'm going to head to Coldwater and fix my problems there. Then go to Perry Sound and see if that place is burnt down yet. I've got a full day's plan.
I hope you can make it through today, my friend.
I'm not sure I can, but she's mentioned it. You know what I thought? She mentioned just in the last thing about that 10-hour hike and all that. I'm thinking, where do you get a drink after 10 hours?
Oh, good point. There you go.
Right? If you're not ending up at some Ted's Range Road's Diner or something, what are you doing?
I don't know. I need to go to the Sean Kelly School of Survival, I guess.
That's right. Keep everything close.
Hey, speaking of surviving, we're getting quite a bit of interest in this veggie burger product that you're putting out there. Have you figured out the ingredients yet?
Yeah, I was reading it. I actually tried it out on Wednesday.
Yes.
It was a two-pack.
Yeah.
It probably cost about $8 for two packs of burgers. I ate one half of one burger.
You're not supposed to be saying that if you're selling the stuff. You know that.
I'm just telling you. I ate one half of one burger, and I said, my God, what's the craze? And then I asked around my hockey buddies there, and one of them complained. He said, you got enough sodium in that one serving to last you for 3 days. So, like I said, I think it's we'll see what happens. But again, as far as the real thing goes, no thank you, sir.
I think we should do like a blind taste test. You come down here and get a veggie burger and a meat burger, and then Ange gets blindfolded and he can taste the difference.
Oh, believe me, I could taste the difference while it's still in the package. Trust me. Okay, I've been hand fed on Ange burgers for the last 10 years. Believe me, I know burgers. Speaking of being hand fed, what are you hand feeding the good folks that come into Rebus Road today?
Well, you would not believe the charcuterie board that Chris Hope has done up for you. Okay, Joseph, and in fact, it's not actually for you. It's because we double did it. A catering last night, so we got an extra board. But come on in, try all the different varieties of charcuterie that we have there, a little bit of cheeses and things like that. This is a nice day, but with the way the weather looks, you know it's a barbecue day, right? It's a
big time
barbecue day. And even yesterday, weather wasn't great, but we had a great day in the Rivas store. Great day. And if the weather's like this up in Thornbury, golf courses should be open this weekend, okay? And then we're going to get those guys after the fact. They're going to come in and want that big honk and steak. If that is, if they haven't found some edibles on the golf courses that have been walking around.
You never know. I know last year, for me anyways, the highlight of the year was when you introduced me to the tomahawk steak. I mean, it's going to be hard to wean me off of those things now. But is there a new item for this summer's barbecue that you want to talk about?
Well, I think just in general, I mean, like you said, we want you to eat three meals on the barbecue a day, so you can start off with some beautiful wild boar sausages and wings and bacon, go into a nice burger, like maybe a bison chipotle burger for lunch, and then a nice big honking thick ribeye steak, grass-fed Ontario, raised without antibiotic ribeye steak, just beautiful on the grill. Get a big honking one and share it. Don't have to have individuals, right? Make sure you're polite at the table, and I think that's about it. Also, we do have organic vegetables from Ontario as well, so it's going to be a great day this weekend. That's a great day.
A great weekend. Great weekend to barbecue, but first drop down to a Black Angus meat store near you. And check out some of the, not only just wild game, by the way, a lot of people think you're just about wild game, although you are the wild game mecca on the planet, as far as I'm concerned, but also just regular beef. Now, when I say regular, there's nothing regular about Black Angus beef. It is spectacular. So check them out. Go to the website, blackangusmeat.com. We'll give you a pretty good indication of what is in store for you if you drop into a store. For those folks in the Toronto area, 360 Rivas Road, that's Mississauga, just north of Lakeshore, 360 Rivas Road. You can't miss it. It is a treat to go there pre-barbecue any time of the year, but especially this time of the year, because we're all pumped and we're ready to go. What else? Well, hang on. I know what else.
Sean Kelly's birthday report.
Yeah, baby. Guess what? I'm going to be ahead of the group this week. I'm going to miss the number one guy in radio happy birthday a week ahead of time.
Well, who's that?
That's Ange.
I love it. You know what? I'd forgotten until now. I'd forgotten.
Go ahead.
Maybe I can get a free steak or something for it.
You probably will. I understand you're going on vacation after that for an extended period of time, so nobody will find it. And by the way, all that stuff you said before the birthday wish, don't believe them. Don't come in. Our place sucks. Don't. Come on. Like, I mean, we're going sideways fast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know,
take your meds, please. Sean.
Yeah, I hear you. It's not a good day to go to Black Angus Meats.
No, don't
turn your barbecue on.
And the charcuterie stuff that they're going to give you for just walking in a door, it's not really that good.
It was all dropped on the floor. That's why it's on the board. It was all just...
My friend, you have yourself an absolutely outstanding, spectacular weekend. I don't care what anybody says about you. I love you, man.
Okay, take care, guys.
Sean Kelly, Black Angus Fine Meats and Game. Check out their extensive list of recipes, all available at blackangusmeat.com. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.